Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I saw a video on one of my Instagram reels of him performing this song.
Oh, yeah.
Into the ear, and it was like your wife this time of year on Black Friday deals or something I got a text just a few minutes ago about, hey, we need to knock out these shopping lists because of this, that, or the other. I was like, all right, let's do it. Ugh. I'm on it.
Dude.
Can't be a procrastinator at my house.
No, you can't be a procrastinator, but you can't be like my freaking wife and her, let me buy something for you. You know what I mean? Like, it's always something like she needs a new AirPods, right? Mm-hmm. Obviously, I know that. Bam.
Boom.
Oh, no, she can't wait.
I know.
I'm like, shawty. As soon as she opened, I was like, hey, really? She's like, what? I need a new pair. I was like, shawty, you can't get.
Christmas. Christmas. Yeah, month away.
Like, it's a month away.
Yeah.
Like, Dad, can I have. Okay.
That is the hard part about being an adult with a little bit of money. Is like you just buy the stuff you want immediately, and then when it comes around, it's like, well, what do you want? It's like, I don't know. I don't want anything.
Damn, I mean, how many bathrobes can I buy you? Damn, you know what I'm saying? Like,
that's why I've started over the last couple of years emailing myself throughout the year if my wife mentions something that she wants.
Yes,
and by the time December comes around, I've got 4 or 5 emails, and I'm like, okay, good. That one hasn't been purchased yet. That one hasn't been purchased yet. So I'm good this year.
I'm the same exact way. So, but it sucks that I have to tell her, like, hey, I know you lost that chill. You know, just
pump the brakes.
Pump the brakes for
maybe
a second, lady.
Santa will have one.
You know what I'm saying?
You never know.
Like, and it's always great. And you know, I got older kids now. So, you know, I'll ask them. Because I send everybody the same amount of money. But I try to, you know, have them something to open under the tree and everything like that. And so I wanted to, you know, they want, what are those glasses?
Blue blockers.
AI glasses or? Meta glasses.
Oh.
Yeah, they want the meta glasses.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so everybody wants that. So, you know, figure that out. Got them all that. But then come find out, Isaiah got them already. So I'm like, dude, you asked me for these glasses.
Now, what is that?
I don't know, man. I just bought them.
They're like sunglasses?
They look like eyeglasses, but it's so many. They got all these features to it. You can listen and hear and text and all kind of crap on them, dude.
Interesting.
And so I was like, bruh. And he's like, because he came to the house. And I was like, dude. And he was like, what? I was like, dude. He's like, what?
So now you have a pair.
I'm not wearing that crap.
I know. I wouldn't either.
You know what I'm saying?
Sounds like a headache, man.
Yeah, dog.
All that stuff going on?
Yeah, dog. So, yeah.
That's
so
terrible.
I was like, you know what? Damn it. Daddy's trying. I'm just going to give y'all damn money and leave it alone. I was going to put the money in a box and just unwrap the box.
There you go.
All right.
Put a rock in it so it feels like something, you know?
Something, dude. It's like, damn. Y'all get on my.
Yeah, put a brick in there. It's like, dang, that's heavy. What did he get me?
Yeah.
It's just a check with the brick in it.
Like, all the kids, like, Bash's already took care of. She went got all Bash stuff.
But that's what I mean. She wants us to do that. I haven't done it yet. Well, I mean, it's not even December. Like,
so
we'll get there.
Like, physically go get it, or
I will. Yeah,
oh.
I like to. I don't know. I don't like to. I like going and doing it.
Like, I just had to send him a
holiday
text.
Season.
I just had to send Samson a text. Don't
lights
open
are out.
Nothing.
Okay.
He thinks that a package comes to the house, he's supposed to open and see what it is. Don't open nothing.
Nothing that I get them will be delivered to the house.
Okay.
I can guarantee you that. I like going and doing it. You go out there.
You just said that. We were talking earlier about you in Sam's Club, and you like going out there.
I like going by myself.
Oh, okay.
I don't like. I like going by myself. And there's spots I go to that are not going to be like that. It's not going to be at Sam's Club and stuff like that.
Right.
But yeah, no, that's on the list. All right, let's make some picks against the spread. As today is the final day, final show of the week. We'll get back into the big story of the day, top of the 1 o'clock hour. Yes.
My wife has made us some T-shirts.
Oh,
it's pretty funny.
I like that.
Yeah, it's pretty sharp.
We do need to get new headshots, though.
Yeah.
I look like a Latin pop star.
And I look like...
You look like you had a rough night the night before. Look like Ricky Martin.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, we'll get there.
Nice.
I know, that's what we were talking about that. I was like, we got to be careful who's listening.
Yeah.
Can't be saying too much about what we're getting people. You know?
Okay, Abe?
Randy, it was not 4-0,
damn,
but it was still undefeated. You were 3-0-1. You caught a push.
Oh, goodness, man.
Your second push of the season there on the Jaguars at -3.
Damn Jaguars.
31-19-2 now on the year.
Damn Jaguars.
That's crazy.
We don't have to bring up what the other three of us are doing.
And he's like 20-3-1 in the last.
Yeah, 23-2-1, I think, something like that, whatever
that's,
it is. Yeah,
that's crazy. Yeah. I went 1-3, right?
Yeah, you and me, 1-3, both hanging in there, 2-2.
All right.
It's going to be a rough one, man. Too many damn games. Choose from. Too many days. What happened to my headphone?
I know nothing. The music stopped.
Oh, the music stopped. Okay, I thought something happened to my headphone.
I don't know.
All right.
Abe said he fixed the beds, but I guess he didn't.
All right, let me get, let's stick with rivalry weekend. Let me get Arizona State +1.5 versus Arizona.
All right.
Ohio State -9.5 versus Michigan.
You think this is the year?
I think this is the year. I think this is the year. Give me Philly -7 versus the Bears, and Denver Broncos -6.5 versus the Commanders.
I'll go NFL first. I think Seattle's going to beat the hell out of the Vikings, -11.5. I think the Rams are going to kill the Panthers as well, -10.5 in Charlotte. I've been saying it all week, so I better put my money where my mouth is. I think Georgia is going to cover the 13.5 against Tech. And I think Vanderbilt goes into Neyland Stadium and beats Tennessee as well. They don't need to. They just need to cover the 3.5, but I think that they'll win that game also.
Bo is joining you in Vanderbilt. He has +3.5 there against Tennessee.
Yep.
He's got Pitt against Miami. That's 6.5 points Pitt is getting.
At home. The home teams are underdogs in a lot of these games.
He's going to take the Lions -3 against the Packers and the Texans +4.5 against the Colts. Those were Bo's picks. I'm with Randy in Ohio State. I'm going to go with the 9.5 there against Michigan. I don't know. I'll take Florida, 1.5.
There you go.
Who cares?
Yeah, who cares?
It's not like my record's dependent on whether I go 1-3 again this
week.
Yeah,
might as well.
I am going to join you, Bunk, in Seahawks, 11.5 there against Max Brosmer. Like, come on. I understand that J.J. McCarthy has struggled, but come on.
Yeah.
Well, he's got a concussion.
This guy can't look better.
He's in the concussion protocol.
This guy can't possibly look
There's
better.
There's no way he's in the concussion protocol.
No, he's not going to look better.
Yeah.
And then again, who cares? I don't know. Bills -3.5 against the Steelers. This feels like Aaron Rodgers comes out and plays one series and has a hand issue and they didn't practice all week to be without him. It just feels like it's a mess for Pittsburgh.
Nobody felt like Washington could cover the 6.5 at home against Oregon?
No.
Kind of not with me on that.
Hold on.
I don't know.
You didn't either.
We'll see. No, I don't. I never pick them, though. Sometimes you guys will jump on board.
Yeah, I don't.
You don't think they're going to. That's fine.
I didn't say that.
I don't think they're going to either.
You see, you have no faith.
Well, I guess. I don't know. I hope they win.
Oregon ain't that much better than Washington.
No, I don't think they're that much better.
Yeah, and it's in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 6.5. You know what? You might look out for your phone earlier.
Okay. There
later,
you go.
I mean. Later.
There you go. I guilted you into picking Washington.
You picked my school, so I should pick your school.
He's going to publicly say he might switch. George
is really good.
And I got never
switching.
George is an easy pick.
And I got Cushion.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you can pick whatever you want.
I got Cushion.
You can pick whatever you want.
You can't. Don't worry about the pack. You're having, this is a once-in-a-lifetime season. You can't be worried about you're batting .400, Randy. You can't be worried about some schlub batting .308.
But you got to always look out for people, man.
Yeah.
Thank you.
By the way, that's not a literal .400. You're well above .500.
Yeah, you're batting way above this was .400.
I meant in the baseball
I'm
sense
batting
of having 400. A historic season, sort of.
All right. What are we going to do? The front page?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Hey, Abe.
What's up, guys? It is rivalry. I can't say it either, Bunk. It's tough. Rivalry week in college football. There was also some Monday night football action in the 49ers. Beat the Panthers there. And afterwards, George Kittle, apparently in a war of words regarding Iowa and their upcoming game with Nebraska, along with another former NFLer and now podcaster.
Hey, Will Compton, I appreciate your voice memo on the day of my Monday night football game talking crap to me about Nebraska-Iowa. Didn't settle with me. You know what? I didn't like it. And, you know, that's the type of thing Nebraska does. They take cheap shots. You know, hey, I'm preparing for a Monday night football game on national television, and you're coming to me about Nebraska, Iowa? That means you're scared. You're terrified. You lost by 30 at Penn State? They just fired their coach. You lost by 30? Are you kidding me? I was going to come in there, run the ball down your throat, and there's nothing you can do about it. Sit on the bus that doesn't go anywhere and shut your mouth. Damn. Will Compton.
Here you go.
That's like a good old, that's a good wrestling promo right there.
Exactly.
Sound like those guys must be friends.
They are. They're really good friends.
I agree. I think Iowa is going to destroy Nebraska.
Yeah, my thing with Nebraska is like another case of bidding against yourself. Mm-hmm. Matt Rhule.
Yeah.
Possibility to go to Penn State. Have they won a game since that?
Maybe.
Have they won a game?
They beat UCLA, I think, but everybody beats UCLA. Now,
like, again, I know you guys know this, but like they also lost the quarterback.
And Matt Rhule's your guy.
That's true.
And I think that plays a bigger role.
Matt Rhule's his guy.
Who? Oh, his guy?
Me? Yeah. No, I'm not defending Matt Rhule.
No.
Is Abe friends with Matt Rhule?
What was the record when Ray Liotta was playing?
Not great.
Ray Liotta?
Ray Liotta.
Yeah. They were I think, 5-3.
They were not great.
Sorry,
they're not good.
They were 6-2 when Ray Liotta was playing.
Okay.
They were okay, but...
And they lost to USC, beat UCLA, and got smoked by Penn State.
I'm just kidding. Dylan, what's his name?
Dylan Raiola.
Dylan Mahomes.
You know where he's going to transfer to?
Where?
Complete the cosplay.
I don't think they're interested.
You think they're going to Texas Tech?
I don't think they're interested.
You don't think so?
They have money to buy a better quarterback than him.
All right.
That's always the – and much as I hate that, what you just said.
No, it's true.
It's so true.
Can't argue it.
It's so true, man. And it sucks that it's like that, but that's so true. Like,
you know what actually would be a good landing spot for him just based on
– Raiola? He can't leave after everything he said about going there?
He's in the portal.
Oh, is he in the portal? Yeah. Oh, geez, I didn't realize that.
I don't think he's their top pick, but I could see him going to Miami and being good.
Mm. I think most teams are going to be all in on Lenore Sellers.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I agree.
Lenore.
You got to bring his brother,
too. I also saw – a mock draft today that had him as the 6th overall pick in the NFL draft.
Okay.
Lenore, really?
Really?
Wow. It was a mock.
Okay. Yeah, sure. It's early. It's early.
It was also Cleveland, so maybe return
now,
the
quarterback class is doesn't look great coming out next year as far as the first round goes. So,
who's going to win a damn Heisman?
Winner of the Big Ten title game wins the Heisman.
I
think the winner of that game wins the Heisman.
Okay.
Mendoza,
thank you.
I think we're that game's a
right.
Yeah. It is also basketball season. They are underway. With basketball season comes basketball refs and basketball reactions. We have this one here from Creighton.
Carr into the paint. Missed the dunk. And fucking foul. What are you talking about? That was 2 seconds after the play ended. Carr driving. He's outside the circle. He's outside the circle, and he's set. He was outside the circle, and he was set. Brett Smith blew it. He was outside the restricted area. He was straight up and down. He was set like the statue sitting out in front of New York, New York, and they called that. That's an absolutely horse crap call. In a game that's been played out like this.
Wow.
Unbelievable bailout call by an incompetent referee.
Damn.
Is he allowed to do that?
They lost to Baylor by, it's the Creighton radio crew. They lost to Baylor by like 7 or something.
I know Steve Holman can do that, you know, and he can go off. And Steve's got 35 years in it. Maybe you might get a talking to after something
like
that.
He went after him.
Incompetent?
Damn.
Wow.
That's harsh.
Yeah, it is. And that wasn't a student broadcast either. Like, that was the...
That was
the
radio broadcast.
That was the, professional... That man's paid to do that. Well, good for him. He's passionate about
it. I'm telling you, dog. You can talk to any kind of boy. Ooh, man. That is crazy.
It is funny that college basketball has started. No offense. I know some people out there like it and all that, but like, it's too much happening right now for college basketball to
be
going on.
Who's the best player in the country right now?
Me.
Okay.
Yep. I'm out there. AJ Dibanza?
I'm just saying.
Caleb Wilson.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
UNC.
You got Boozer's kid.
Boozer's
at Duke.
Kid too, right?
Yeah, Caleb Wilson's got 4 straight double-doubles for the Tar Heels.
All right. There you go.
I don't apologize. I saw the windmill dunk from Dominique's son. And I know they lost to Clemson the other day. Randall Godfrey's son killed us.
In overtime, they almost won the Charleston Classic.
There you go. We did it. We got college basketball into the thing. Well done. Shout out to you, Tate. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Maybe it'll be college basketball, too. They'll have to wait around and find out. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.